Welcome to week two of the Energy Language Basics course.
So hi everybody, I'm Arjun. I am in the UK, about an hour north of London. Can you hear me okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And really, I think I was already on your mailing list or newsletter, and I had this email about the course. And just as I was reading through it, it was really resonating with me. And I thought it was perfect timing, really. I thought maybe it's be a good thing to do to go on this group journey together over the next few weeks. I've kind of re-entered full-time working in the last 6 months in front of a screen, and so I haven't had so much time recently for this kind of dropping and deepening meditation. So I just thought, let's go for it. So that's why I'm here. Very happy to be here. Nice to meet all of you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you. And maybe Irina and Cindy, if you could mute yourself, then the sound in the recording is clearer. And Maitri, you need now press the symbol, and then you are welcome to share what your motivation is.
Hello, everybody. I'm joining you from Australia, and very happy to be joining in even a week late, but very grateful that I can. And my motivation or background in regards to this, I'm a yoga teacher in a tantric tradition, and frequencies and vibrations is natural to me through mantra and yantra, which is embedded in my tradition. And I've had a calling for it to deepen this in a different sense and from a different angle. And this course just came to me and just felt right to join in. And I've met Puria before, so I know her in person, and I trust her very much, and I very much believe in her teaching and in the truth of it. And so this is why I'm here.
Mm. And I guess it's very early on your side of the globe. What time is it there?
The session started for me at 5:30 in the morning.
Wow. Good morning. What a way to start.
Good morning. And I'm flooded in for several days. We had like lots and lots of rain. We usually get not much rain or way too much, and so I'm flooded in on my property now for already 4 days now, and there's more rain coming, so it's all happening here.
Yeah, and maybe you can already use something you are learning today for that.
Very good. Thank you.
Are there any questions from the first week content, the initiation into the sphere, the seven shape grids of unconditional love, and of course, doing the subtle body meditation?
Actually, I have a question.
That's what I just wanted to ask. How does it work in this forum if somebody wants to speak, and so we're not all speaking into each other? How does that work?
We are not so many, so I trust that we manage that.
Okay.
So, Susanne.
So, may I answer? Yes. I have a question about the subtle bodies. When I made this meditation, my experience was that for me it's kind of the spiritual body is in my experience also more maybe layered, or is for me not only the spiritual body. And so I want to ask you about this, if it's just okay to work with this experience, oh okay, spiritual body, or is there more, and can you talk about this?
Mm-hmm. So here we really in this context work address it just as the spiritual body. And as I mentioned, okay, all these different bodies and levels are really interconnected. They weave into each other. So the spiritual body is present in your physical body, in your emotional body, in your mental body. And when you are in a different level of it, you can perceive then the spiritual body may be also different. Yeah, because it's not linear, like kind of totally differentiated levels. They really reach into each other. But as a, let's say, as a frame to get the difference between the emotional, the mental, the spiritual. I mean, the physical is very clear. Yeah. But then we already, after that, we enter the unseen. And then we often just need to train our awareness. Where are things happening? Where is energy moving? Where is my awareness? And really sticking to this as if it is it layers, really helps your system to read it better and to realize it better. And it's really about that you learn your own language, how information is received uniquely for you in this different bodies, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you really can be sure that in the moment when I address one of these bodies, the awareness and the attention is really there. So it helps you when we are together to notice, we are now in the emotional body. And when I sense something moving, the chance is very high that it's in the emotional body. Yeah, so you can learn better where is energy moving. And this is really a process. We kind of practice, and we also make some games and in little groups where we have this chance to learn this more. And there is no right or wrong. There is just a unique way of perceiving it. Yeah. And and we will always start with the subtle body meditation, because this sets the ground, because this helps us to relax in these different areas, and not just only relaxing, but also cleansing. Because when we open and we soften, what is ready to move or to leave the system can just leave the system very easily. And what also happens when we are relaxed in these different areas, our whole system can become more coherent, can really kind of be attuned to each other and in ourselves and also towards the outside. Whenever we are in coherence, we have a very other way of being present with what is opposite us or outside of us. And this is the practice in this subtle body meditation. And of course, the more often you do, the quicker it can be. Maybe at the end of the course, it takes us 30 seconds and we have it clear. We are relaxed in these bodies and that's it. But it's just a practice. And many of you did other courses, learned other teachings, and you are also welcome to include whatever supports you in relaxing in this area. So I find it very helpful if I kind of really remember to be soft, to open and send my breath through this body. That's very helpful for me. If you would kind of notice that it helps you more when you are in movement, not only because we sit here in front of a computer, when you do it alone on yourself and you find out that it helps you more when you are in movement, when you walk or when you lay down or whatever, or even dancing, or when you use music, that's also up to you. But here in the course, I want to keep it kind of, let's say, very clear and precise, and then you can do whatever feels right for you. Yeah. Okay. Great. So
can I have a moment? Yeah. I also have a question to the last session that you did. Mm-hmm. And I wondered why you instructed us with the mental body to assume the shape.
Mm-hmm. Because in this teachings, the main frequency we are kind of transporting this information is the frequency of indigo. And the indigo frequency is very much related to the mental body. And not just what we kind of often think of mental body is linear thinking, rational thinking. No, it's also the intuitive mind. And this teachings work mostly on this frequency where the information is transported. So on the mental level, there is the biggest receptor, so to speak, to let in this information. The frequencies, which are related to the colors, the color frequencies, they are more connected to the emotional system. Yeah, but we will address that later more. But right now in the beginning, we really focus on the mental body to kind of to help it build its capacity to move into these different shapes. Some call it like yoga for the mental body. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Gori, I have a quick question as well. Today I redid the unconditional love meditation, and I felt, first of all, that the energy was not really flowing perfectly for some reason in that moment. That's why I thought, okay, let's do that. But I did not necessarily feel the feeling of what I perceive as unconditional love during the exercise. So that was the question. I know there is never a right or wrong way to do anything, but I still had this question, you know, like, is there any expectations when we do this exercise? That's one thing. And also on some chakras, I noticed that I was forcing the color, like the color didn't want to, you know, like it was different. I was like purple, you know, I was telling myself, come on, purple, purple. And then I was forcing that purple onto it, you know? So I guess it was because the energy was not that great in that moment. Mm-hmm. But that was my experience. So I just wanted to share / ask.
Yeah. So this question has different layers. So one, let's start with this color. So you don't need to force anything. A better way would just be to invite this frequency of this color, to just say, I'm open, just come to me, and I'm curious to welcome you and to receive you. So that's another way how you would invite a lovely guest, yeah, and then find out, what time will we have together? So this is more a playful and a more light way to bring this color, and then just notice. Just be aware how it is for you. also in the coming weeks, do I always have difficulty with this color? Is it only in this shape? Is it in another shape different? Does it vary from day to day? You know, just be curious and find out and explore. And don't expect that it's always the same. You know, we are changing all the time. So it's more about kind of, yeah, being open and curious and find out in a relaxed, playful way. And with unconditional love, it's not really a feeling. We associate it a lot with feelings. I mean, love, there is books, films, everything about it. But it's more a state of being. It you could say every shape and every color is a certain state of being and in itself very neutral. But how we perceive this state of being in our body, in our emotional system, in our thoughts, that is from person to person different, and also from moment to moment can it be different, how it registers in our other bodies. Yeah. And I'm just curious how this will show up in the weeks to come. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks.
Okay. So yeah, then just make yourself comfortable. And if you like, you can close your eyes or at least bring your awareness inside. Notice your body, how it feels, where you're sitting. Notice the chair or the ground. And allow your breath to move freely through your body. And allow your muscles to relax, so that only the muscles you need to be able to sit here are working, and all other muscles are very welcome to relax. And if you come across any tension or density in your body, you can speak out a loving and open invitation to relax this part without forcing it, without judging it, just introducing this possibility to become softer and open. Bring also awareness to your backside. And notice how your back feels right now. Are there any areas which are ready to become more open and soft? And with your next breath, expand your awareness even further beyond your skin, into your etheric body, This is just a very thin layer around your physical body. And with your next breath, even further into the emotional body. And remember the moment when I speak out the emotional body, your awareness can easily go there. And in a curious way, explore what is different. What is different to your physical body? How do you perceive your emotional body? And when your breath is moving through your emotional body, just notice, is there any part, any area where you notice some density or maybe even some numbness? And without judging or forcing anything, just speak out this invitation to open and soften more in those areas. And you can expand your awareness in all directions to your front side, to your back side, your left, your right, above you and beneath you. And with your next breath, expand even further into the realm of the mental body. And notice, be aware of its unique texture, of its unique atmosphere or flavor. How do you perceive the mental body? And the mental body is really also in and around your whole physical body. It's not just in your head. And in a curious way, explore. Is there any tension, density in the mental body? Which you are aware of now? And if so, in a gentle and inviting way, you can give this permission that your mental body can relax into denser parts. And really expand so that your breath can move through the entire system like a wind blowing through a tree, through all leaves. And with your next breath, expand your awareness even further into the realm of the spiritual body. And be aware and notice, how do you perceive it? Are there any body sensations, feelings, flavors, images? How your system recognizes this realm? And sometimes the mental body can relax deeper when we are aware of the spiritual realm. When the mental body realizes, there is something bigger. I do not need to manage everything and control everything. Actually, I can relax. And after the next breath, I invite you to come back with your awareness to your mental body. Having the intention to connect to the indigo frequency, the main frequency where these teachings are transported and shared. And it doesn't matter if you register, recognize anything particular. It's just your intention connecting with your mental body. That's all what you do. And imagine all of us sitting in a circle, in a sacred place. And just trust your intuition, what is popping up for you, what a sacred place looks like for you. Is it in nature? Or maybe in a temple-like building, or out in the sky, in the universe. And imagine us sitting there in a circle, receiving the initiations in these ancient teachings. And now bring your awareness into the center of our circle, where the shape of a cube appears. a cube with six squares exactly in the same size. And allow your mental body to become the shape of a cube. Let your mental body expand and stretch into each corner of this cube. And notice, is it easy? Does it happen quickly? Is it difficult? Can your mental body go into this shape in one side more easy than to the other side? Without judgment, just be curious. And now see, sense, and feel how this cube is filling with the color red. Allow your mental body to vibrate freely in this unique quality of a red cube. And with your next breath, let go of the quality of the color red and see, sense, feel, perceive how the quality of the color orange is filling the cube. And allow your mental body to vibrate freely in this orange cube. And with your next breath, let go of the color orange. And see, sense, feel how the cube is filled with the color yellow. How do you perceive this yellow cube? Allow your mental body to stretch fully into this vibration. This vibration when clarity and stability meet. And with your next breath, let go of the vibration yellow. And see, sense, feel, perceive how the vibration of the color green is filling the cube. allow your mental body to fully embody this unique vibration. And with your next breath, let go of the vibration of the color green. And see, sense, or feel how the color blue is filling the cube. How is that for you? How can your mental body vibrate in this unique combination? Then let go of the vibration blue and see, sense, feel, perceive how the vibration of the color purple fills the cube. A purple cube vibrating in your mental body. And with your next breath, let go of the vibration of the color blue. And see, sense, and feel how the vibration of the color white is filling the cube. Allow your mental body to stretch into each corner of the cube in this white vibration. Notice the stability of this shape, how solid it is with its square faces, very distinguished faces to heaven, towards earth, to the front, to the back, left and right, where you could say to the south, the north, the east, and the west. Notice its density and its stability. And with your next breath, let go of the vibration white. And let also go of the cube. And allow your mental body to freely vibrate. And slowly, in your own time, come back with your awareness in your physical body. And if you like, you can move your fingers, your hand, you can stretch yourself, even get up if you like, or have a sip of water, whatever feels right. And if you like, if you have anything to share, how you experienced the cube in the color frequency, you just can unmute yourself and share with us, or if there is any question.
I did have an interesting experience. I've done your intro session where you introduced the square already.
I'd like to share a little bit. I don't have the best reception around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all right, Livia. We just listened to Maitri. Yeah.
So when I did the intro session and I did the square or the cube was on its flat side, and I experienced the different frequency like that. And now when we did it again, my mind wanted to be clever and it didn't like the stability of the cube from the previous experience, so I put the cube on its point and it spun it in space. So I could really feel that my mental body didn't like the restrictions in all the corners, and so because it had an experience of that before, I think it bypassed that and just put it on its point and, as I said, spun it in space.
Thank you for sharing that interesting observation. Yeah. How was it for the others with this? I mean, it's very solid. It's, you have a hard time to move it. It's the opposite to the sphere, so to speak. How was it? Cindy?
Yeah, no, for me, I just got the sense that it was on the point. So it wasn't flat, it was on the point. So I thought that was interesting. The one thing, when the previous thing that we were doing before the cube, when we were doing our bodies, I thought it was really interesting. The emotional body, I felt to be very malleable. Very free flowing, and then when we went to the mental body, it was like, ooh, very dense. So like, I just picked up on that sensation or that knowing of the emotional body being really fluid and the mental body being like really dense.
Mm-hmm.
Just awesome. An observation that stood out in my mind.
Yeah, also interesting observation, and just be open that this might also change from during the time we are in. Maybe both of them or one of them kind of also changes a little bit its appearance, its texture. But for now, that's a great observation. Yeah.
We should take notes then, right?
No. You don't should do anything. You can take notes if you like, but actually, it's better if you don't write a lot, but really be present here But if you kind of have this, that it anchors something deeper in you, you can do so. But there's no need to. You could, you even wouldn't need to read any information which I share on this website. It's just if you wish, but the initiations, they work on its own without any further information. Yeah. All right.
Cool. A question about the initiation. So we do it once, and if we repeat it second time, it somehow anchors better, or it just works once and that's it?
It's really up to you. So the initiation is complete when you received it once. Yeah. So you wouldn't need to repeat it, but in kind of if you want to explore deeper how it is it in different times, how do I perceive this shape, you can just re-listen it, because it's an audio. You can also just in your time, in your spare time, when you have a moment, just connect on your own with a shape or with a color. The initiation is really complete after one time. Yeah. So the recordings are really mainly for those who cannot make it live here. And yeah, great.
I want to share that I experienced it as extreme powerful.
Mm-hmm.
This cube.
Mm-hmm.
It was really like, oh, and the sphere was more natural for me to, and now I really had the feeling of, wow, that I a lot of energy. I felt a lot of energy, and like it is as if it's really very, very powerful, so to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, any quality is neutral on its own, but has a certain, it's very specific, and you can apply it differently. And you can maybe notice if you like some frequencies more, or it's more easy for you, or you have difficulty, or you say it's powerful. You can also explore is what you say powerful, is it different when the cube is red and when it is white, for example? Is it the same or is it different? And I mean, the application of this cube would be when you want to have something really stable and fixed. It's like stone. Yeah. So for example, as I mentioned in the beginning, Maitri, you in your situation in Australia with this heavy rains and the danger of flooding something, you could put a cube around your building or around something which you want to protect in order that it stays like that. Yeah. Because it makes something really fixed and solid. So doesn't change easily. So this is also kind of that what can be registered as very powerful, because it has something like, ooh, it's like that. Or I used it, for example, when I did sitting for little kids, and there were different objects in the room where it would be dangerous if they just throw it down. Yeah, I would put a cube around something which I want to protect, that it doesn't fall down somewhere, for example. But then also be aware that so I wouldn't, for example, what wouldn't be a good application, for example, you are in a relationship and you have this idea, I want to have this relationship all the time, it should stay, you know, don't put a cube around your relationship, because it really hinders the movement and the growth and the change and the expansion. So it makes sense in some circumstances, and in others, don't use it. It's a very specific quality. Yeah. Or if you put it somewhere, put it there for a certain amount of time, and then with your awareness also take it away after that. And we will learn about that later, how we do that. But kind of play with it, experiment with it, but also be conscious what you are doing. Yeah.
Oh, Puri, can I ask you one more question?
Mm-hmm.
Because now I realize that there are different applications to the forms that we study. So how would we use then the sphere, for example? That's the question. And and what if the sphere, if the sphere was unconditional love, what was again the cube? Just a solidity or?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So sphere in itself is just movement, no preference and flow. But this sphere in every chakra, this is unconditional love. So that's a difference. Sphere, just as one shape, is one quality, is this flow, movement, you know, no preference. But when you put it in each chakra, then it represents the frequency of unconditional love. Yeah. And the cube is stability. Yeah. For example, I would sit myself in a cube, put around my cube, when I have a really chaotic situations, my whole system is spinning, all is chaotic, upside down, and I would need kind of a time to really calm and relax, where nothing is moving. You know, we are sometimes in such situations, and then I would just sit myself for a moment, maybe for a few seconds or a minute, in the stability, no movement, just it's fixed, it's there. And it can help to calm your nervous system down, for example, yeah. Or you could kind of, when you like to protect something for a certain time, it just pops up this image when you would put a tiny plant in the garden, maybe for the first 2 or 3 days, where you say, I want to protect it and have it safe, and that not a, how you say, snail comes already and eats it. But I also just would do it for a moment, because then the plant also wants to grow and wants to evolve and wants to change and become bigger, you know. But there are certain times where this quality of stability, not really movement, something fixed, might be a good choice. Yeah. And try, experiment. And of course, the best is to just sit yourself into these qualities and explore.
Yeah.
And just notice how is your relationship to stability, to something fixed. You know, it's a hard time to push it or to move it. How is this for you? Do you like it, or are you annoyed when this is appearing in your life? You know, are you more drawn to movement and flow, and something is fixed? Oh, it's really hard. Or it's the other way around. Oh, I love it when it's, you know, very clear and all the same and no movement. Or yeah, just find out and explore. Yeah.
And would you then also explore with the different frequencies of the colors?
Yeah, definitely. Because they are all different. we will also talk about this more. And I mentioned in the initiation, specifically the color yellow, because this is related to clarity and especially mental clarity. And when the stability and this quality of fixed comes together with clarity, which is a kind of a similar notion, this is a very powerful combination. Yeah. Or the color red, which is associated with fire and with earth. And when the cube is filled with this quality of this groundedness, and then it's even more solid. White is associated with the divine, with oneness, is much more expansive than red, which is heavy, dense, fiery. So these qualities in the cube are very different. But yet, it's all stability, it's all fixed, it's all like a rock, like a stone, but with certain different flavors. Yeah. Yeah, or sometimes it's also when you kind of, as I mentioned, when you are really in a chaotic situation, a lot of movement, your system feels overwhelmed, it just can help for a minute or two to kind of calm down, relax, no movement. Yeah, and Livia just asked in the chat, the color orange is really associated with creativity and also with teamwork, working together with different people in, and creativity. So it's a bit, I would say, an opposite quality, because creativity has also something more flowy, more fluid, and then you have it in fixed and stability. So just try it out and explore, how is it? And also notice, oh, I have really a hard time. My system doesn't like it. It starts spinning it, putting it on the edge, like Maitri said, or maybe also you can also notice sometimes when you, when I invite you, that your mental body really embodies this frequency. Sometimes you feel really big in it, and sometimes you maybe feel more small in it. So I'm in a little cube, or am I in a big cube? You know, just try. And it's all finding out how your system registers these different qualities. Yeah. Welcome, Anne. So Anne just joined us later, and I will just continue, Anne, but we'll give you at the end also an opportunity to share just a bit personally. Yeah.
Julia, could I just ask you one more question in regards? So if, for example, like I experienced the cube today on its point, could it also be that there is some structures that are very stable that want to dissolve, like certain things that are also limiting in that form of a cube that my system just wants to get rid of? And I don't know really how to explain this.
So kind of, is your question why your system has difficulties to really be in this fixed posture, so to speak?
No, more from the point that certain aspects of my being might be in the stability of a cube, and that putting the cube on the point and spinning it is allowing some of the of that defined form to maybe dissolve in a positive way, in a form of a transformational way.
I mean, maybe just explore if something is changing, but from the energy language perspective, to transform something or dissolve it or bring it into movement, there are many different other shapes which would do that much better than the cube.
Okay.
So there is really this invitation to kind of like when you learn a language, kind of really receive the frequency of the language and later kind of play with it and look what words can I make, what sentence can I build, or when you learn music. So in these initiations, you get kind of the neutral and pure information. And later you can then kind of build different qualities together and apply them. But in the initiation, it would be kind of helpful to stay as pure as possible with the shape. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And what just comes to my mind, because you're mentioning also releasing something, transforming, and I also mentioned it in the beginning with the subtle body meditation, especially this period of the year right now, from the beginning of the week till the end of the week and the beginning of next week, is a very intense time of change. So end of kind of where a lot of detox can also happen. And when we open our system and when we make it soft, as we do it in the subtle body meditation, this can really also support that everything what stays and is blocked in the system can leave. And when you become aware that your system is detoxed, and just please be patient and supported. So being often in nature when it's possible, drink a lot of really good water, have enough sleep, have really good food, healthy food, and all of that. Just be aware, especially in this week. Yeah. All right.
No, quickly, one more short question.
Yeah.
So, a very similar question, actually. Sometimes after, you know, I imagine cube, then my subconscious takes me somewhere else or imagine something else. And, well, as you said, you know, I don't fight with it. I just let it go or let it be. But the initiation would still take place, right?
Yeah,
it will even if I'm out of cube in that moment.
Yeah, it will still take place. Sometimes you even fall asleep or you find your mind wandering, being in some story. Actually, that can be also a strategy from your system, that your deeper levels are not occupied with something. So the rational mind goes somewhere and the initiation can reach you. So trust that your system knows what is the best way for you to be initiated in this. Yeah. So you can't miss it. You sit in this transmission and it's reaching you. So don't worry.
Yeah. Thank you.
And it's much more deeper and valuable that your system gets to know these qualities on a very deep level. You also don't need to try to remember it. What was the cube? What was the sphere? And we come to more shapes. It's not necessary that you remember it. Yeah. Okay. So I'm aware of the time, and I would like to give you an initiation in another 7 shape grid. And the way how we work with this grid is that we always use it in the original frequency of the color in the chakra. I'm aware of the fact that there are many different chakra systems out there, and in some you have different colors or more chakras. We work with the 7 main chakras, and it's always in the order from the first chakra, beginning with red, second chakra orange, third chakra yellow, fourth chakra green, fifth chakra blue, sixth chakra purple and the seventh chakra white. We always work with this order. And all the seven shape grids, as we call them, always have this order of colors. And now the initiation will be in a seven shape grid, similar like it was with the seven spheres, which then represent unconditional love. Now comes a combination of sphere and cube. These are the two shapes you are initiated yet. And I will not tell you the quality of the grid yet, in order to not kind of distract your mind, but afterwards I will tell you. But just be open and perceive how your system registers this unique quality of this grid.
Well, Pulia, what means grid?
Grid is just, it means structure. It's a structure. And in this way, it's a seven shape structure. And in this ancient teachings from this tradition, they just call this more shaped structures always grid.
It's okay that I don't know how to see this shape.
You will after the initiation. You know it then.
Okay.
All right, so make yourself comfortable again. And be aware of your physical body. Allow it to relax. And to become soft. And let your breath move freely through your physical body. Expand your awareness even further into the etheric body. And from there into your emotional body. Allow it to relax, to soften, to open. And with your next breath, expand your awareness even further into your mental body. And actually, you only need to let go into the atmosphere, the realm we are all now in. Into the mental body. And with your next breath, expand even further, become even more subtle into your spiritual body. Into this endless space, no beginning, no end, vast spaciousness. And maybe you can notice that your mental body can relax a bit more when it's aware of this space which is holding. all the other bodies. Then come back with your awareness to your mental body. And have this intention to connect with the indigo frequency, where we receive the information of these teachings. Imagine us being in a circle in a sacred space. And now see, sense, and feel how a cube is entering your system from the front with the color red. And it's entering your first chakra. Notice this unique quality of stability in your first chakra. And then see, sense, and feel a sphere in the color orange entering from the front into your second chakra. Notice this unique quality of creative flow in your second chakra. Then see, sense, feel a sphere in the color yellow entering from the front, your third chakra, your solar plexus area. Quality of clear movement, clarity, but with no preference. Very flexible in your solar plexus. And without judgment, just notice how your system registers this unique vibration. And then see, sense, or feel a cube in the color green entering from the front, your heart space, The color of healing and balance. Very solid, very stable in your heart center. And then see, sense, or feel a sphere in the color blue entering from the front, your fifth chakra, your throat area. Relaxation and depth in movement in your throat. And with your next breath, see, sense, feel a sphere in the color purple. Coming from the front and entering your sixth chakra in the middle of your head. Wisdom in full flow without preference. Moving freely in your third eye. And with your next breath, see, sense, perceive a sphere in the color white coming from the front and entering your seventh chakra right above your head. Divinely motivated flow and movement. No preference. Very flexible. And for a moment, become aware of your whole system. Now embodying the quality of trust. With a high level of stability in your base and in your heart. Very solid. And a lot of flexibility in the other chakras. And with your next breath, you can let go all shapes, all colors together towards your back. So all qualities are leaving your system towards the back. And allow your mental body to vibrate freely and also your entire system, your physical body. And take a moment to come back in your own speed with your awareness into the space, into your body. And if you like, you can just move your hands or your feet, you can stretch yourself or even get up, whatever feels right for you. I don't know if you can see it well. This is the grid, and I will post it on the page. Colors are not so easy with the light. And as I also mentioned, it's really good if you could take your time to just make such drawings. It just anchors it in a different way, and also do it really freehand, not use any tools so that the sphere is really perfect. It's more about that your system draws it from your knowing. So, and I have it in this size, like a sheet of paper, but some like to have it also really tiny, as I mentioned it, to have it in a pocket or to play with it. Are there any experiences you want to share or any questions with this quality of trust?
Well, I zoned out. I was like, I all of a sudden heard you calling us back, and I think I didn't hear you call us back the first time. I think it took me a minute. I totally zoned out. That was wild.
Yeah. Woo!
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still feeling kind of zoned out.
Yeah, you were. Your awareness was just in a different realm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
I bought, you know, you were telling us we had to get colors and they all had to be the same shape. And I had a heck of a time trying to find something. So I came across like a Play-Doh set, you know, Play-Doh. And so I can make a bunch of, what's that?
It's a wooden toy. I used that. So okay. We need it next week.
So I got Play-Doh, so I can make Play-Doh the same shape.
And in green, in red, in blue, and in yellow, and just something which is very the same in each color. We need it next week. Yeah.
I went to the toy department and I was trying to find blocks, but they would have every color but this one. And then I came across this Play-Doh set, a big Play-Doh set, and I thought, well, that'll be fun. Play-Doh.
Or you borrow it from some kids. This is just wooden toys from kids.
Yeah.
All right.
Kids around me.
and really also, if you wish, use the Telegram group to share your experience, to put questions there, because as you notice, this 90 minutes, they really fly. Uh-huh. And a week is also long. So if you wish, you can use this. So everyone can kind of really also tune in to your experience and learn by that. Just Anne, because we haven't heard you until now, and everyone just shared where we live, where we are from, and what is the motivation to be part of this course, and maybe you can also share that with us.
Okay. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I don't know why I do take part of this is one of the courses where I haven't read what you've written through the course. I only knew I want to say it is a feeling really good that I take part of it.
Mm. Yeah.
And I live in Altötting in Bavaria. Yeah.
Great. Right. Wonderful. Do you need anything before we go apart in each corner of this planet? Any question, anything to share? All right, good. Yeah, so really enjoy, play with it, experiment with it, and see how it is in the next days when you tune in to certain frequency. Is it similar like here in the initiation? Is it different? And play, explore, and share with us what you kind of found out. Thank you.
Thank you.
See us next week, same time, and it's always the same Zoom link. Yeah. And I aim for that tomorrow's latest afternoon, I will have the page and the recordings and everything online, so you can kind of have a look at that. Great.
Thank you.
See you. Bye.
Bye all. Bye.
Have a good week, guys.
You too. Bye.
Thanks, Gloria. Bye.